Have you ever wondered about psychic phenomena, where one person seems to pick up on specific information from another one, one mind from the other, that sort of thing? Do you wonder if possibly it's just lucky guessing and it's nothing more than that? Or is there actually an information exchange, some kind of a signal going from one to the other? Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could find some kind of evidence of that? That's just one thing that I'm really driven to find out about. That's why I'd ask you to listen to the following audio. Okay, here I think I have a pretty compelling little collection of artifacts for you from a very short recording. And this happened with Pavlov, the collie mix that you might see in the picture right there behind the wrought iron gate. This was about the time that I recorded Amigo, previous exhibit there, and it is in the same alley. This particular dog lived right across the alley from my house and one door down. The people that this dog belonged to had moved in recently, and I don't know that I know I hadn't met them. I might have laid eyes on them, but they parked in the alley right by the gate, and their car was off and gone. So I timed it just right where, you know, I didn't really want to explain what I was doing. I know how that goes. But anyway, I psyched myself up, and I had my Panasonic RR-US360 clipped to my T-shirt collar. I went over with a full intention to project thoughts towards her because I do believe they pick up on it. And I've read a few ways of flexing those unseen muscles. And so I was really geared up to go do it. That was what the mission was about. And I walked up to her, and when she first saw me, she was excited right at the gate there. And within just a few seconds, she went from being excited to seeing me come up and visit her to looking very concerned, apprehensive, and, shall we say, standoffish, because she trotted about 20 feet away. But anyway, this is what I said when I walked right up to her. Here it is.
You got a lot of energy, don't you? Huh? What is it?
Okay, and out of that little bit of audio right there, I've got a dual direction edit that I do believe is a message. And if you listen to that little short track that preceded this right here, I heard her voice shift, and I picked up on it right away, and I said, what is it, right? Anyway, here's a dual direction edit, and I'll play it three times. See what you hear of this. Okay, what I hear of this one is, they always sail away. Here it is. I've always thought that to me, meant the way she felt about her human parents being gone. I noticed from the car being gone quite often, and the way she was looking at the house, like her parents weren't there. And also the sad tone is the way I pick up on it. I really thought she was reflecting that her parents always sailed away. They drove away in the car. Okay, and then just a few seconds later, as I said, she was about 20 feet away, and she was really giving me the cold shoulder at that time, looking at me like, you know, you shouldn't be here. So now that her voice is way off in the distance, the volume dropped way off. So what I did was I'm playing this dual direction edit here three times, and you'll see the volume's pretty low, and then I boosted it up. I might have tripled the volume. So there's a bit of noise pollution in there that was boosted up with it. But listen to this six times. Here goes. Okay, what I hear of this one is, you ought to know there away. Anyway, think about this. She's kind of scolding me with her body language, the way her eyes started looking at me. Like, you know, you should know better, like I do, that I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. I mean, she really, really projected that to me. And then think about this. If I'm accurate on my perceptions of the two messages, the first one being, they always sail away, and the second one possibly being, you ought to know they are away, as in they're away, she uses the phrase they twice, and there was a married couple. I think she was very preoccupied with the person, and if you know anything about dogs, you go to a grocery store, and sometimes a person will leave their dog tied up out front, or they're in a car or something, and that dog has got a laser beam looking at that grocery store door because they're just zeroed in on their person. Dogs are very much like that, just like Amigo. I mean, I ask him, you going to tell me what's on your mind? And he sounds kind of concerned. And I hear him saying, where's Sheila? Like, where is she? You know, because she wasn't there. Anyway, moving on a little bit here, I want to point this out too, because this is kind of a revelation that took me a couple years to find, even though I did look for it. And then a couple years later, it jumped out at me right when I walked up to her. Let me play that again. And I want to point out, listen to the vocal sounds that I made right in the beginning of this. They're not words, and they're kind of strange. Here we go.
Look at you. You got a lot of energy, don't you?
Okay, now what I've done is I've pulled out a piece of that, reversed it. I think it takes on some audible definition and enunciation, a little sharper than the forward side of that mirror. But listen to it three times and see if you hear anything sounds like a word or words in here. Here goes. Okay, what I hear of this one is reveal. Here it is again, three times. Well, you know, I think that really fits with my whole agenda, was I was trying to capture energy, physical evidence of the normally unseen, called maybe they're telepathic projections, signals, messages. I don't really think these animals are talking. I think something kind of manifests or shifts onto audio recording media. And then what I've done now is that edited out excerpt right there, the exact file that possibly says reveal, back to the exact forward, and I will play that three times right now. See if it even sounds like words forward. Here goes. I think that's a pretty compelling capture of what may literally be what telepathic or psychic signals are all about.